And I can search for all eternity long and find that there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. Never wonder all to me. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And so, Father, here we are standing before your presence, offering you a sacrifice of praise from the fruit of our lips. For I was glad when they said unto me, give me an opportunity and let us go into the house of the Lord. And David says, I enter into his gates with thanksgiving and I enter into his courts with praise. I will be thankful unto him and I will bless his name. David also said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. And so as we begin this morning, we've had some minor technical difficulties this morning, Lord, but you are still worthy of the glory and you're still worthy of the honor. And so we declare right now that there is none like you. I can search all over and I won't find anyone that's like you. I can look high and low and I won't find anyone that's like you, because you are a magnificent God. You are a wonderful God. You are a mighty God. You are a God that never fails. God, you don't fail at all. You never fall short of your glory. And so we worship and adore you, and we bless your name this morning. We offer unto you, God, the fruit of our lips, because when praises go up, blessings come down. And, Lord, we need a blessing from the Lord today. We need power from on high today. We need you to anoint us afresh and to fill our cups, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, God. And you will give us freedom to proclaim your word. You will give us freedom to walk in holiness. You'll give us freedom, God, to connect to you. And, God, you will freely give us access to the promises that you have planned for each and every one of our lives. So, Lord, we don't want anything to get in the way of filling us up. So, Lord, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, Lord, I plead the blood right now. God, God, take it up out of me. God, uproot it out of my life and uproot it out of my thoughts and uproot it, God, right now. In the name of Jesus, out of my persona, out of my psyche, Lord, I don't want to be like I used to be. Lord, I don't want to proclaim that this is how I've always been. Lord, but I'm made new in you, because if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. You made my ways new. You made my thoughts new. You made my actions new. So, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, make us new right now. Because, Lord, I desire to understand and comprehend the breadth, the length, the width, and the depth, and the love of Christ that you have for us. And, Lord, the only way that you can fill me to capacity is if I surrender myself to you. I surrender completely and wholly and fully, Lord. Oh, God, so that your spirit being in my inner man will have the authority, will have the power, and will have the necessary tools to move on my behalf, oh, God, and grant me victory, Lord, on this day. God, there's weapons that are beginning to fall against me, but, Lord, your word tells me that they won't prosper. Lord, there's traps that the enemy is setting around me, oh, God, today, in the mighty name of Jesus, but no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Lord, the enemy is trying to come up against me like a flood already. He's trying to work his his devilish magic all around me, Lord. But I declare right now that no weapon formed against your people shall be able to prosper, because everything that you have allowed to begin in us, oh God, you're able to perform it. You're able to complete it. You're able to finish the work that you start in us. You don't start anything and bail out and quit. But, Lord, when you begin it, you're able to complete it, and you're able to finish it, Lord. So, God, complete the work in us, Lord, today, this morning. As we come before your presence with singing, God, complete the work that you have already begun in us, Lord. In the name of GA, in the name of Jesus, creating us a new heart, God. Creating us a clean mind, oh, God. Creating us a right spirit, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, anoint us afresh and empower us some more, God. And come the more and have your way, God. We don't have nothing to fret about, and we don't have nothing to fear, Lord, in spite of life and in spite of trials and in spite of circumstances that may be around us. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but you've given us the spirit of power. So we walk in power this morning. You have given us the spirit of love, God. So we walk in love this morning. You have given us the spirit of a sound mind. And I thank you for having a sound mind, because that sound mind helps me to understand who you are. And as I understand who you are, I can't help but to understand who I belong to. And I belong to the King of Kings. I belong to the Lord of Lords. I belong to the great I am. I belong to Alpha and Omega. I belong to the ending, not the beginning and the ending, God. I belong to the one who declares that he is the first and the last. I belong to you. It says, I belong to you, God. There is no good thing that you will withhold from me. Because as an evil person, your word declares, I know how to give good things unto my children. And God, in comparison to you, God, I cannot compare. I cannot even be in your same realm without your glory, oh God, covering me, and God is hovering around me and anointing me. But how much more does a great God, a magnificent God, a loving God, a merciful God, how much more do you know how to give good things unto your children? So, Lord, I open myself up to you, and I surrender myself to your will. Lord, I declare not my will, but let thine will be done in my life and in the life of under those that are in the life of those that are under the sound of my voice, God. Come the more and have your way right now in the name of Jesus. Touch us from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, God. And if there's anything in us that's unlike you, I plead the blood right now, because your blood still heals. Your blood, it still delivers. Your blood, it still has not lost any of its power. Your blood still works miracles. Your blood still straightens us out and makes our crimson stain as white as snow. Your blood, I'm talking about the blood of Jesus. I need you, oh God, today to cover up and saturate us right now in the blood, so that your anointing and your covering and your healing virtue, oh God, will wash over us and make us whole and make us right and make us strong, God, that we will be able to stand in these evil days. Not that we're doing it in our own power, and not that we're doing it in our own might, but by your spirit, Lord, we shall be able to stand, oh God, today. By your spirit, Lord, we shall be able to live, oh God, today. By your spirit, God, we shall be able to live holy and acceptable lives in the mighty name of Jesus. By your spirit, God, I'm more than a conqueror. God, by your spirit, Lord, I can do all things, God. By your spirit, Lord, I am the head and not the tail. So, Lord, it's by your spirit that I can move, I can live, and I can have my very being. It's by your spirit. So, God, come the more and have your way even now. Fall afresh on us and give us and equip us with the necessary tools that we need for today. Lord, we're not worried about tomorrow. Tomorrow will deal with itself when tomorrow comes. But this is the day that you have made. And because you have made this day, I will rejoice and be glad in it. And not only will I rejoice, but I will magnify you. I will glorify you. I will honor you with the fruit of my lips, and I will honor you, God, with the holy life in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, because I want to know you, God. I want to know you more intimately, Lord. And I want you to empower me with everything that I need for this day. So, Holy Ghost, come to more and fill me up in my inner man. God, give me strength by your spirit in our inner man right now to put our flesh in subjection, to cast the devil out of our minds, and to bind him on every hand, God, in the name of Jesus. I bind him in our bodies right now. I bind sickness right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. It won't get the victory, Lord. We bind diabetes. We bind sickle cell anemia. God, we bind high blood pressure. God, we bind low blood pressure, Lord. We bind every matter of sickness and disease because they are all subject to the name of Jesus. That at the name of Jesus, demons have to flee. At the name of Jesus, sickness has to flee, God. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. We speak the name of Jesus right now because his name has power and his name still has authority. And because I belong to you, Lord, his authority belongs to me. His authority dwells in me. His authority applies to me. His authority, God, oh God, is surrounding me and is all around me because it's not about me. It's all about him. And so I surrender to you this morning. We surrender to you this morning. God, in spite of trials, in spite of difficulties, in spite of life, Lord, we bless your name, oh God. Because you're worthy of the praise and you're worthy of the honor and you're worthy of the glory. Anoint us, Lord, today that we may hear from you. We desire your presence. We desire your anointing. We desire your direction right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we make our way to schools and as we make our way to different work sites, Lord, we need you to come to more and have your way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, because we can't see the path that we're walking on, but we know who holds our future. We know who is in control of our lives, and we submit ourselves to your authority. We submit ourselves to your power. We submit ourselves to your way right now in the name of Jesus. So order my footsteps, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I surrender to you. Get the glory out of my life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, get the glory, even out of my lateness being to work, oh God, this morning. Get the glory, God. Pain may be racking in some of our bodies. God, get the glory, God. We may have some issues with our finances here and there, God. Get the glory out of my sacrifice. Get the glory out of my life right now in the name of Jesus, because I'm not living this life in vain. I'm not going through these challenges in vain. The devil's not going to win the battle in the end. He may have won this war. He may have won this situation, this battle, but he will not win the war. Let me get it straight, because he only can win a battle, but his wins are temporal, because the Bible declares unto me that all things work together for my good. That means my ups, they'll work together for my good. My downs, they'll work together for my good. My sickness, God, they'll work together for my good. My pain, oh God, my hurts, oh God, that I have experienced, Lord, they will all work together for my good. So the devil thought he had me, but at the end of the day, I am going to get away. Help us to walk in that authority. Give us the breath. Help us to comprehend the breath, the length, the depth, the height, and the love of Christ that he has for us. And as we understand it, and as we comprehend the magnificent and overwhelming love that God has for us, that Jesus has for us, then we'll walk in victory. We'll allow him to take control completely of our heart and our lives, and the enemy won't be able to do anything to get any of God's glory. Let your will be done. Get the glory out of our lives today. And we'll be careful to give it all to you. Lead us, guide us, and direct us, Lord, are our prayers. It's in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus we pray. I pray over those that are in business, God, on for themselves, Lord. God, I pray that you would anoint their businesses today. I pray for those that are retired, God, that their resources won't dry out, Lord, but their resources will be replenished every single month, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that are sick among us and in pain among us. I say, declare right now that by your stripes, they are already healed. I pray for our children that are lost, oh God. I pray for our loved ones that are lost in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray over our ministries, God. Don't let the doors of the church, another door of a church, close, Lord. But God, send forth a wind, oh God. Send forth a blessing. Send forth a breakthrough, Lord, name of Jesus, but I declare, let your will be done. Oh, God, get the glory out of our lives. And I bless your name now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.